Good morning. This is Wednesday, August the 16th, 2023. And this is Transformational Moments with Coach D. I just wanted to come on today and I wanted to share that I understand that when you're going through a transformational moment, a place of waiting on the Lord, I know that it is challenging, but it is so worth it. You say, why do you say that, Coach? Because transformation is about change. Changing your your mind about your decisions and your behaviors and the way you think about things. And what I've learned is that the battle is not outside of you. The battle is within you. And you say, what am I battling? We're battling what God has said about us and how we feel about it. We're battling because we don't know also what God says about the situation that we're facing. But I come today to encourage you that the process to change choices, actions, and behaviors comes when we change our mind about how we view new things. So know that even though I understand that change is hard, but when we change our minds about how we look at sin and change our mind, it will lead to a change in the choices and the decisions that we make. Just as the mind sets the course for your actions, those actions are determined by decisions you make in your mind. And so, transformation comes from a decision. We choose to be transformed. As Romans 12 and 2 says, to be no more conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. But what I've learned in this walk and in this transformational moment, even in my own life, is that I didn't know the perfect will of God until I got into His Word and until I got into a relationship with Him. And so even though you might be going through challenges right now, let me assure you, it's all a part of the transformation. Because what God is attempting to do and what His desire is that we change our way of going. You know, the Bible tells us, Proverbs 19:21, that many are the plans in a man's heart, but only the will of the Lord shall prevail in your life. So what do that mean, Coach? That means that you could be going in the direction that God has not approved, and His will it disrupt your way because it's not His will. So when we go through challenging situations such as divorce, such as losing our jobs, a lot of times it's the Father trying to redirect you in your life because we're going down the wrong path. And the Bible also says that there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end of that way is destruction. And God says in His Word that He doesn't wish that any man should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So God loves us so much that He will cause disruption in our lives to get us back on the path that He has set for us. Because as He says in Jeremiah 29:11, child, I know the plans that I have for you. And the plan that I have for you is good and not evil, to give you an expected end. So what I want to get to today is that trust the change. sit back and trust the change. Because regardless of how you may feel about it, it's going to take place, whether you want it to or not. So I come to you today to transform your mind, transform your thinking. Don't try to change the trajectory of the situation because it's not going to work. God has invested too much within us to allow it to be lost and to be mishandled by ourselves or by others. So trust this transformational moment that God is bringing into your life. It is definitely for your good, even though the word says all things work together for good to them that love God and those that are called according to his purpose. And I am a witness to you. I know it does not feel good, but you know, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he need to repent. And if God said it, he's going to bring it to pass. And it's his responsibility to bring it to pass, not ours. All we must do is trust and believe that God is who he says he is. So with that being said, I just wanted to say, allow God to do what he designed to do in your life so that you can have the life that he predestined you to have in this world for his glory. And again, allow the change to take place. So I'm going to get out of here. This is Coach D, Transformational Moments with Coach D. And I thank you, everyone that listened to this video. Know that I love you. God loves you. And the change is for the better.